This is Channel 2.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
The Business Bunker Extra Show with Paul Andrews.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto this week's Business Bunker Extra Show, Sam Bowen and Petra Bones from Demelza. Sam, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Now, you made contact with me to make me aware of something that you've been doing, singing in a choir. So why don't we start off by you telling the listeners a little bit about that?
Thanks for having me here today. My name's Sam Bowen. I'm a mum to Lucy, who's 12 years old, and Lucy has complex knees and is severely disabled, learning disabled, and she's a wheelchair user. And we go to Demelza for respite, Demelza Hospice for Children over in Sittingbourne.
Right.
So like many families with children with, who are disabled and complex needs, during lockdown one, should I say, because there were a few.
Yeah, yeah. We've lost count now.
But anyway, around March last year, we were told that we needed to shield because Lucy at that point was called medically vulnerable or extremely vulnerable. So we were shielding. So we shut down from care and school and all sorts of things like that, and sort of drew our horns in really and stayed at home. And that was quite difficult for like lots of families. Demelza are amazing. So the things that we had done before in live in person, like music therapy, art therapy, that kind of thing, they really quickly pivoted to be able to deliver this online, which is amazing. And the music therapy session. Okay, so during lockdown then, Demelza were really great at being able to pivot all of their or most of their practical FaceTime stuff on to online. So every Saturday we had music. Today we really enjoyed the online music therapy sessions, which we had with Victoria Rogers, who is the lead music therapist for Demelza. And this wasn't just limited to families in Kent, the families from the Elton London office that Demelza was on were also part of that. We got to meet different people, and every week was themed. So, you know, we did all sorts of things like Wild West was one week all sorts of different themes and stuff, which is really lovely. And Victoria always plays a classical piece of music in this hour long slot as well, which is nice to get to hear different music. Anyway, the week that was particularly moving and changed everything was the World Music Week. And we heard everything from river dance to, you know, samba and sort of South American stuff. And then she said, I'm going to play a lovely track represent music from Italy, and it was Fall on Me from Andrea Bocelli, and he sings it with his son Matthias. I'd never heard of this artist before, but and I'd never heard of the track before, but as soon as they started playing Fall on Me, the words are so moving, I just struck me, and I just started to openly cry. And then I could see that the other parents on the call, the Zoom call, they were also, you know, welling up crying. Very, very moving. Words meant a lot. So I just thought, wow, this is really powerful. Music's powerful. It's a powerful bond. I felt very connected to the other families on that Zoom call that day because I knew we were all having the same thought. So cut forward, I wanted to know what the track was. I emailed Victoria and asked, and I said, and she told me, and I said, such a magical thing. Do you know what? It would be really lovely. I love singing. Could we all get together? Or some of us that like singing and sing this song together.
Sorry to interrupt there. Do you normally, you say you like singing, quite a lot of us sing in the shower and all that kind of nonsense.
I'm only talking shower singing.
Yeah, I like singing, but nobody else likes me singing. That's the problem.
I love singing.
But Sam, do you normally participate in a choir of any kind?
No. I mean, when I was at uni, I did karaoke. I have to say, I did win the karaoke competitions, but I have to say, this is back when I was 20. No. I always thought it was the karaoke guy fancied me, so that's why I won every week. But anyway, that's, we're talking, gosh, 20 years ago then. So no, I'm not a professional singer. I haven't had any professional training. I just, you know, just thought it'd be a nice thing to do. And she went away and had a think about it, and she said, would you like to sing the solo? And the first solo, there's two solos. And I said, oh, yeah, yes, please, I'll have a go at that. And she said, there's a lovely voice, of Tanya, who's a nurse at the Eltham Hospice, and she sings beautifully, and she'd like to sing the second solo. I approached her, and I said, what a lovely idea. Because actually, when you listen to the track, the first solo piece is very much from the parent's perspective. And the second solo piece is absolutely, in my mind, from the carer, you know, will hold you kind of thing. And so that was beautiful. So that was lovely. And, you know, we practiced online. We did a Zoom thing. And that was all good. And then it very quickly snowballed, although it took time. It just, one thing led to another, which then found myself and Tanya, the nurse, at a recording studio from Jim Hawkins, who's quite famous. I, again, didn't know. But Jim Hawkins has done a lot of online choirs. I think he was responsible for the setting up of Rock Choir, which people know about. And he was also the producer for Captain Tom's number one hit.
Oh, right. Okay.
Exactly. So you're standing there thinking, wow, this is amazing. So for me, it was a real, gosh, you know, life dream bucket moment to be able to stand in a real recording studio and record your voice. That was incredible. And then it didn't stop there, really. It then said, right, well, now we're going to have a video. So we went back and we recorded us singing.
You've gone full rock star, haven't you?
Full, yeah. It's pretty mad. And all the families. And then when you saw the video put together, I know this is a radio show, and thank you for playing the tune, but I would stress people should go to the Demelza website and have a look at the YouTube. The video is amazing. They've really blended in perfectly. And to me, I think what was really important, I just want to say as well, there's a lot of music that gets used to portray families like ours, and Children in Need is one of the ones most recently, and they'll pick something like Fix You by Coldplay, and I love Coldplay, I mean, and I love that song, but for families like us, we're not saying that our children need fixing, and it can be quite, you know, it's a bitter edge, you know, it's a bittersweet thing, because clearly, of course, you know, charity is needed, and we understand that, but there's different ways of doing it, and to me, I think as a parent, this song and the way it came together and the way that parents and children and staff all sang together fixes that problem. Basically, there isn't a problem. It's about celebrating the lives of these amazing kids and their families the amazing help that they're now done. So it's lovely. And now that they released it on YouTube, we just really would like people to support, you know, hopefully feel the same love for that and support us and donate to Demelza.
So people can hear the tune by going to the Demelza YouTube channel, is that correct? Yeah. Cool. Okay, that's fantastic. I get exactly what you mean about picking music to accompany things. We do a thing on our main show called Cheesy Tunage, where I pick a track that has some kind of resemblance to one of the guests. And, of course, some of it gets well out of order because, you know, I do a search of our song database and anything that comes remotely close, you're in. So it's not always easy to pick something relevant, you know. And one of the mistakes...
Or flattering.
Well, exactly. One of the things that always catches me out, I tend to go by the name of the song. Yeah, so I pick something with a name without listening to the words of the song, and then when I play it, I go, whoops, better get this off.
Get the radio edit, exactly.
Exactly.
Anyway. Well, I think music's really moving, isn't it? I mean, most people are moved by music. Most people also, you know, are uplifted by singing, even if they don't like, other people don't like their voice, but I'm
absolutely.
Is able to do it well.
No, you're right. You know, with the right song, it can be a very powerful motivator. And it can kickstart a whole bunch of things, which is exactly what you've done with this song. Feel For Me, isn't it? It's called
Fall On Me, and
Fall On Me, sorry, yeah.
I mean, the words, when particularly the last track, when it the last verse, when it says about close my eyes and I can see you everywhere, and I'm gonna cry now, just it's not good. We're gonna sing this in Canterbury Cathedral on the 20th of December.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's gonna be the So it's going to be really, really moving. But I know we're going to struggle to get through it without crying, or at least I will. I'm a real soppy. Anyway.
And I, you know, and I have to warn, I don't know if you've ever sung in Canterbury Cathedral before.
It's part of, like, you know, the audience, so to speak, but not as a soloist. No, yeah. Don't worry me. I've got to get through it.
So no, I was just going to say, if you get emotional in a recording studio, you're going to get really emotional in Canterbury Cathedral, because it is the most stunning setting for doing something like that ever. My kids were lucky enough to go to school there, so we had our Christmas carol concert every year in the cathedral, and that was something else as well. Tell you what, Sam, let's hear the song Fall on Me from the Demelza Choir.
Been here too long.
magical.
Yeah, Sam. So thank you for that, Sam. What I'd like to do now is move on and talk to Petra. Petra Bones. Petra is the corporate partnership manager, I believe, at Demelza. Petra, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show. It's great to talk to you. We've got the opposite problem with your connection. Sam kept fading out. Yours keeps squeaking like you've got a hamster under your chair.
But, that's charity IT for you.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll try and sort that out. Petra, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Why don't you tell us a little bit? I mean, there aren't many people in Kent that haven't heard of Demelza, but why don't you give us a quick overview of what Demelza does and the kind of work that you're doing?
Thank you. As you say, lots of people know of us, but they don't necessarily know exactly what we do. Mm. So Demelza Hospice Care for Children supports children and their families, where the children have serious or terminal conditions. And that is a huge range of conditions, some of which you'll know, and some are so rare they're only identified by a series of letters and numbers. And the team here are absolute experts in their field, and amazing care given and very much bespoke to each family. We're currently supporting over 600 children across East Sussex and South East London. So it's a really large number of children and their families, and across a really diverse and large part of the South East. So we're doing a big job, filling a gap that sadly we only get about 12% of our funding from central government funding. So the rest of it we have to find through donations and what we call voluntary contributions. But a lot of that is encouraged by people like me through businesses.
Yeah.
And of course, individuals, people like Sam doing fundraising events and getting involved, and a huge range of legacies, all sorts of activities to support us.
Yeah.
There's lots of different ways that people can help, which hopefully we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a bittersweet thing, isn't it? It's incredibly sad that 600 children need that help. But it's incredibly good that you can provide the help.
I'm really proud of offering that support and care to those children and families. But the reality is we're only reaching about 1 in 10 of the children that could benefit from our support.
Yeah.
So we're doing a great job, but we can do more and we can reach more people. So things like talking to you today, raising awareness of us is vitally important just for people to think, could we help them in any way? But obviously raising the funds to help us expand our reach and get to more children that desperately need us.
Absolutely. I head up two local charities in Kent, and the pandemic and the lockdown has been disastrous for us. One of my charities is a residential charity, and it costs a lot of money to support people in a residential setting. We don't get any central government funding, and all of our fundraising dried up because it was based on events. So have you struggled during the pandemic? Has your fundraising dropped off because of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of our fundraising comes from, like you say, events, fundraising activities, community groups, corporate staffing, fundraising, as well as our retail operation. Of course, you know, most of that closed for significant periods of time. We've got huge challenges off the back of the pandemic on an individual basis for the children and families, but also as an organisation. You know, we're the busiest we've ever been and facing some of the biggest challenges we've ever had. We have, as Sam said, you know, we've really pivoted our services to offer a sort of hybrid service, like lots of businesses having hybrid meetings and finding a way to do some virtual and some in-person activities to support shielding families, as well as get to more people, because the wonderful thing about virtual activities is that we can get into family homes, and you know, in some cases we've even been with a child in hospital and delivering music therapy through her tablet, you know, so in that way it's given us opportunities to get to more people. But the reality is that there are a lot more children and families that need us. And for some of those children, this Christmas could be their last. And that is the reality of hospice care support.
Yeah.
We're a lot more than end-of-life care, but it is a really vital part of what we do. And, of course, at Christmas, you know, we have a very strong sense of Christmas as being massively important, to families.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I can see that totally. And, you know, for children especially, it's a magical time of year in which they get very excited and quite rightly too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, these children, everyone's had a torrid 18 months, but these children have had a really horrendous period of their life. You know, it's a significant portion of some of these children's lives where they haven't been able to do the things that everyone would love to do. And so we need to make sure that we create these memories and give the families and the children special memories that will last them forever.
Yeah, I think that's a message that ought to be very powerful here, is that all of us out in the community think we've had a rough time. These young people suffer that and more permanently, you know. So it's given us a minor insight into what life is like for some of these children. And I think that should inspire people to actually donate loads of money. And that's an order to all my listeners. Would you please like to go and listen to Sam and the crowd singing their song and also spend lots of money with Demelza?
If you can donate through our website, as Sam and Paul said there, you can watch the video. If that doesn't move you to donate, I don't know what will. But you can get involved beyond a one-off donation. You can support us across the year, either as an individual or as a business. You know, we have brilliant staff fundraising activities, volunteering and engagement activities. You know, might you could make a donation from a certain sale on your website or in your store. And of course, things like Sam mentioned, she's performing at the Carols on the 20th of December. We still have tickets available, so you could come buy a ticket for the Christmas Carols and the Christmas celebration service and join us there and hear from some of the people we work with as well.
Fantastic. Ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're full of admiration for what you do and how you support lots and lots of children with their needs, and how you give them a quality of life that they really do deserve. So thank you so much for everything that you do. It's been a pleasure to talk to you both. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Extra Show.
Thanks for having us. And the website is www.demelza.org.uk/Christmas.
Fantastic. So we'll put a link to that on the radio website as well, so that people can find it. And then they can download the song and they can send you oodles and oodles of money. Fantastic. Thank you so much, ladies. Enjoy the afternoon.
The Business Bunker Extra Show with Paul Andrews.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
This is Channel 2.